This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Bihar's Mukhyamantri Mahila Rojgar Yojana today via video conferencing. At the program, Prime Minister will also directly transfer 10,000 rupees each into the bank accounts of 75 lakh women across Bihar. In a statement, the PMO said that this initiative by Bihar government is aimed at making women Atmanirbhar and promoting the empowerment of women through self-employment and livelihood opportunities. The scheme will be community-driven and provide financial support and training to the beneficiary women by connecting them with self-help groups. The assistance will enable the beneficiaries to start employment or livelihood activities of their choice and foster economic independence and social empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India has a triple strength of diversity, demand and scale in the food sector. Addressing the World Food India 2025 program in New Delhi last evening, the Prime Minister said India is the most attractive investment destination due to diversity, demand and innovation. He said India has continuously been contributing to global food security.
आज दुनिया और खासकर फूड सेक्टर से जुड़ा इन्वेस्टर बहुत उम्मीद से देख रहा है क्योंकि भारत के पास डाइवर्सिटी डिमांड और स्केल की तिहरी शक्ति है भारत में हर अनाज की हर फल और सब्जी की पैदावार होती है इस डाइवर्सिटी की वजह से भारत दुनिया में सबसे खास है भारत में विभिन्न तरह के खानों की जबरदस्त डिमांड होती है ये डिमांड भारत को एक कॉम्पिटिटिव एज देती है और इन्वेस्टर के लिए भारत को एक प्रीफर्ड डेस्टिनेशन भी बनाती है
एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्ट्री हैज इन्फॉर्म्ड दैट 3 कंटेनर लोड्स ऑफ रिलीफ मटेरियल रीच्ड काबुल अफगानिस्तान वाया द चाबहार पोर्ट एंड वर हैंडेड ओवर टू अफगान अथॉरिटीज दिस असिस्टेंस इज पार्ट ऑफ इंडियाज ऑनगोइंग ह्यूमैनिटेरियन सपोर्ट फॉलोइंग द रीसेंट अर्थक्वेक इन द रीजन External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stressed on the correlation between international peace and global development at the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in New York. In his address, Dr. Jaishankar said the costs, especially to the Global South in terms of energy, food and fertilizer security, were starkly demonstrated by ongoing conflicts, particularly in Ukraine and Gaza. He highlighted that apart from jeopardizing supplies and logistics, access and costs themselves became pressure points on nations. Dr. Jaishankar also called terrorism a persistent threat to development. It is imperative that the world display neither tolerance or accommodation to terrorist activities, it added. In Nepal, the Election Commission has announced that the collection and updating of the voter roll will continue until mid-November for citizens who turn 18 by March 4th next year. The decision was taken at a meeting of the Commission yesterday following an ordinance issued by President Ramachandra Podel. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD in Kolkata, has informed that the cyclonic circulation over the east, central and adjoining northeastern Bay of Bengal has developed into a low-pressure area. The system is expected to intensify into a strong low-pressure area and move towards the region between South Odisha and North Andhra Pradesh by Saturday. As a result, the districts of South Bengal are likely to experience light to moderate scattered rainfall with heavy downpours expected at one or two places over the next 7 days. In cricket, Pakistan sealed the final spot by defeating Bangladesh by 11 runs in the Super 4 clash of the Asia Cup 2025 in Dubai tonight. With this win, Pakistan will now face India in the summit clash on Sunday. Remarkably, for the first time in 17 editions, the Asia Cup, India and Pakistan will clash in the final. Meanwhile, in another Super 4 encounter, before the finals, India will face Sri Lanka in their third match of the stage today in Dubai. The Defence Ministry has signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for procurement of 97 light combat aircraft MK-1A for the Indian Air Force worth over 62,000 crore rupees. This includes 68 fighters and 29 twin-seater aircraft along with associated equipment for the Indian Air Force. The delivery of these aircraft will commence during the 2027-28 and be completed over a period of 6 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.